The Chicago Take today on Chicago's Cicadas, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. Alan Lawrence joins us now, the Associate Curator of Entomology at the Peggy Notarbart Nature Museum. Thanks for joining us, Alan. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
So what year cycle are these cicadas? Are these 13 years or annuals? What do we got out there right now?
Yeah, so right now we have our annual cicadas, and a group of them are called the dog day cicadas, and that's what we're hearing really loudly.
Really? Next I mean, these are the kind that would come out every year? It seems to me like they're louder and more numerous this week than I remember previous years, but this is the usual batch.
Yeah, this is the usual batch. We seem to be having a pretty good year, but it's pretty funny. I do get asked almost every year, why are the cicadas so loud? They seem to be much louder than they've ever been before.
Yeah.
I think one thing that might come into play is that cicadas will form little chorus centers, as they're calling. So some of the males will group together as they sing, because the more singing, the louder their signal, the further it carries, and they can attract female cicadas from further away. So maybe some nights that'll happen to be on a tree near your window, and other nights it won't be.
So if it's especially loud in a spot, it's a bunch of males making more noise to attract females.
Correct.
Kind of like human beings. So then next year, it's going to be denser, are you saying? There's more coming next year?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more next year, but we're also still going to have the same group that we are experiencing now. So next year, we have what are called the Brood 13 periodical cicadas that are on a 17-year synchronized life cycle that will be coming out. And they're going to start emerging in early June, and they're going to call during the day, and they're going to finish up. They only live for about a month, so they'll be winding down by the end of June. And then at about that time, start of July, is when these annual cicadas will start emerging again. So we'll get this super dense batch, they'll taper off, and then we get our usual crew.
Can you describe that life cycle of the ones that only come out every 17 years?
Sure. It's actually pretty similar to our annual cicadas. It's just the amount of time they spend underground is different. So the way the life cycle works is the cicadas, as they're mating, so the males are calling, attracting the females, they mate. The females will lay eggs in the twigs of branches. Those eggs will hatch out after a couple weeks, and the nymphs fall to the ground and crawl underground. And then underground, they have these piercing, sucking mouth parts, kind of like a straw. So they tap into roots, and then they're going to be feeding from the fluid from various plants. The annual cicadas, their life cycle takes somewhere around 3 or 4 years. It kind of varies by species, and they're just not synchronized, so some come out every year. But these periodical cicadas, they take 17 years to develop up here, and they are all synchronized, so they just all come out at the same time.
But you're telling me that they're down there feeding off of the roots. They're just waiting for 17. They're living down there for 17 years?
Correct. As far as insects go, these are very, very long lived.
Yeah. And that 17 years they're feeding off of the roots of trees, bushes, plants, whatever, doesn't hurt or kill the trees, bushes, or plants?
Correct. Yeah. They don't seem to really cause any economic damage. The only issues are during a major emergence, if you have some very fresh fruit, fruiting trees that you just planted, maybe you'll want to throw a net over those. But in general, any healthy tree is really not going to be affected by them.
Our texts include these. I grew up on 47th and Western. The cicadas would cover the whole sides of the house. We just learned to live with them, and they're beautiful. We were young, but we were taught not to be afraid. They don't sting, bite, harm. What's your thought when you hear that text message?
Oh, they are very harmless, especially these periodical cicadas when they come out. Their life strategy is kind of so many of them emerge. Everything that eats them can have their fill and enough survive to keep the populations going. They really have no defensive behaviors at all. They'll just kind of chill there. They'll hang out. They might bump into you. They just kind of hang around. They don't bite. They don't do anything really damaging at all.
What eats them? Or are they good fertilizer? I mean, is there any value to them?
Yeah, all of the above. So squirrels, birds, snakes will all eat them. I always hear people complain about their dogs trying to eat them off the sidewalk. But they also are really good at returning nutrients to the soil. One of the great benefits from them is as they're feeding on these tree roots, they're tapped into the plant xylem, which is a pretty nutrient-poor resource, and they're slowly able to accumulate nutrients over time and concentrate them. So then after they emerge and they die off, it really does provide like a big boost of fertilizer to the soil.
Oh, that's fascinating. Or maybe nutrition to the critter that eats it. So they've had 17 years to sort of organize a lot of value, if you will, and when they do emerge, they're healthy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ate cicadas one time. Do you have any?
Oh, how were they?
Well, dipped in chocolate and schnapps, it was okay. But then they also made a cicada Wellington. It was pretty disgusting. But, you know, it was just kind of crunchy. If you could just close your eyes and not think about it. Have you ever eaten a cicada before, Alan?
So I've eaten some insects, but never a cicada. That being said, I do have one piece of advice. And the best time to eat them is if you grab them shortly after they emerge. So they crawl up from underground at night, hang onto trees, and then the adult cicada, the skin splits off the back of the net of the nymphs, and then the adult cicada kind of emerges out. If you collect them then before the wings harden, they won't be so crunchy, and I think they're easier to cook, maybe a bit more palatable.
Who knew? One last thing, though. I thought that swarms of cicadas would be bad for crops. Doesn't the Bible or history teach us that? And how is it that we don't have them damaging corn or bean crops around here?
Oh, that's because the Bible is referring to a different insect called a locust, which is a type of swarming grasshopper. Now, in some areas or some regions in the U.S., people also call cicadas locusts, but that's a bit of a mistake. So really, it's the grasshoppers. And in the U.S., we used to have a swarming locust called the Rocky Mountain locust, and that's gone extinct. So it's not really something we have to worry about here anymore.
Too bad for him, but maybe good for all the farmers. So really, farmers don't have to worry about these critters at all, huh?
Yeah, I would say only farmers with fruit orchards and very fresh trees.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll talk maybe again, certainly maybe this time next year. You said, well, no, next maybe May is when we're going to start to get the chorus and then some, huh?
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to this next emergence. Brood 13 is known as being one of the densest broods of periodical cicadas. You can have anywhere, in past measurements, they've recorded anywhere from 100,000 to upwards of 1.5 million cicadas emerging per acre. Granted, that higher number is more in woods in small areas, but it's a lot of cicadas.
Alan Lawrence, Associate Curator, Entomology, Peggy Notarbart Nature Museum. Thanks, Alan. Very interesting. We appreciate your help today.
Thank you so much.